Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nice, ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Y'all, welcome back to another awesome Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? It's another Sunday fun day. You already know we about to get it in. Roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your peoples. Yeah, man, let's chop it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You heard it from the one and only. See, I almost forgot to post my, put my tweet out there. You know,
y'all
will be riding me if I don't get that tweet out there, you know. And I forget from time to time. But I just was like, oh, let me put this out there right now while I'm doing this intro because I forgot. I absolutely forgot. But, man, what's happening, Mo? How was your week?
Yeah, so my week.
Shout out to the top five. I'm sorry. The top five is the same from last week. Still showing out. No change, no movements. And shout out to everybody else across the country, across the world that's tuning in to the show.
Yes. Yeah, so my week is chill, man. It's pretty dope. You know, for those who are out there, is the first, if you're the first time listening to this show, or if you're a loyal listener, you know, I always name my weeks. So this week, you know, it's like it's like a hybrid of the last week along with my mind state going into this week. But anyway, long story short, this week I'm calling it strategic relax. Right, so I'm just getting ready because basically from like the 20th to the 3rd, I got like a little staycation coming, but I'm going to still be working. I'm mainly on real estate, you know what I'm saying? I can kind of fall back on my interior decorating. Shout out, I got a little like award today, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of cool.
Hey.
So, you know, more money. Yeah, more money coming in, you know what I'm saying? More money on the way. Fly God is an awesome God, you know what I'm saying? Good health and wealth. Yeah, so all that. But also, too, like I said, I've been talking about this on the show the past few weeks, past month. Money's my new sport. You know what I'm saying? My new favorite sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm always going to talk about some sports in a world-famous chapel because I just keep my ear to that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even – I got so – you know, I've been watching sports so long now that I don't even have to watch the games. I can just listen to the analysts and kind of see where it's at. So, you know, now – my energy is focused on this money sport, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I think I'm good at it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been reading my A to Z on investing, so, you know, just getting some terms. And then, you know, as always, I'm always reading, like, a couple of books at the same time. So another book that I was able to just grab from my library, you know, like, after I kind of just got rid of all my BS books and just got to the good stuff. But Investing for Dummies, I'm reading that, man. And it's a book that came out in 1996. And I'm so fascinated with how we're in a digital age now and everything's digital. And, you know, it's just so much knowledge out there that, you know, just books that you can just find for cheap or, you know what I'm saying, that I just picked up over time is not really coming back to the forefront. So I'm reading that. And then also, too, like I said, I've been reading Middle Passage, which was a national bestseller by this author named Charles Johnson about the slave trade back in the day. And that's just been interesting, like I said, because I look at it from a different angle from, you know, the ownership angle as far as instead of the slave angle. And that's just a deep book. But as I went finished that, I'll tell you what that's all about. But, yeah, man, and then, you know, just winter solstice, you know what I'm saying? I don't celebrate holidays too much anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the seasons for me. Yeah, man. So, you know, money and time is the theme for the strategic relax. So that's my week.
Man, that's what's up, man. Sounds amazing. This week for me is just like no option. I just, you know, Kevin Gates got this song, and I really want you to listen to it if you haven't heard it. And it's called, that's the name of it, No Option, right? And
no
so whenever
option,
I look up artists on YouTube, I try to make sure that I'm looking at a YouTube video under their name. Hint, hint, being that, you know, I do YouTube myself, you want to support the video from the person and not, you know, I don't know how these other channels get to get these videos up, but they don't. YouTube is doing a great job at changing a lot of things around. I must say. So I know that eventually they're going to get to that point where, like, music videos and things like that that don't belong on people's pages will not be able to be put up. But then again, you don't know who owns certain rights. So make sure you find the artist. But I've been listening to Kevin Gates, No Option, on repeat all week, right? And it's just fueling this fire in me because it's like, you know, I go to thinking about a lot, and it's like I'm in this cuss, right? And I've been, like, chilling, but, of course, you know, I've been working hard. It's just like I've been in this neutral zone, and I've been getting a lot of things done, but it's time to take it up a notch, right? And so when you take it up a notch, you gotta ease that throttle up because you don't want to throw the clutch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
no,
so,
that's true.
With this week, it's like, it's grind mode. I went back to work on Thursday, right? My computer came in, I went back to work, and this is now the second time in, say, 4 months that I have had 2 weeks off work with computer issues. And I just feel like this isn't, I know, because there's no such thing as accidents. This isn't coincidental. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a reason. Like, it's like, for me to feel what it feels like to get these breaks and to truly be working for myself, because something like this has never happened. And I've been working from home for years, but we never had issues like this. So it's like me getting used to what it feels like to get it in without, you know, having to clock in on a job. And I know it's coming, and I know it feels good. And all of the people that I watch that really take it serious and they're creative with their channel and they're doing what they're doing, like, I watch them within their first year, okay? After their first year, just about everybody, after their first year going into two, they stopped working. Everybody who was on YouTube, they stopped working, right? And so, you know, now we're at 5,200 subscribers, right? And, you know, it's like the marathon continues. You know, we continuously climb, we continuously grind. I'm continuously finding things to do, you know, for my people. And so I remember my regular reading rates was like one thing, and I had reduced them so that people can be able to get them comfortably, right? And so we've been where we have been for some time now. And yes, you know, I do pretty decent with the personal readings or whatever and everything that I have, but I just been like wanting to do more YouTube. Like any of my free time, I'm jumping on YouTube. I'm giving a message. I'm listening to my heart and my instinct when something says get on YouTube. I get on YouTube and it's always somebody like, I needed to hear this message. People that don't follow me on a regular basis, like, you know, I was looking for something and this is what it was. So I'm just getting more in tune with my star player. I did a pop-up sale in reference to the store. And so, I don't know, I had just said that I was going to open up the spiritual store January 1st. And, you know, I just wouldn't promote it. And so if you go to my website, the spiritual items are available on the store. I'm just not promoting that they're available on the store. I'm going to send out a promo code on December the 31st, which will give a discount for them, you know, to really do it. Like, that'll be like the grand opening January 1st. But I'm sitting here like, why do I have these items and they're not available when they can be sold? So I did a pop-up sale, and I actually got some orders. And so Saturday when I got up, I went to the post office to get the order sent out and things like that. And I actually felt amazing. Like, OMG, I got orders. And so I'm still getting things for that. Finding shops to buy things to put on the website to sell. But it's like the things that I'm putting on the website to sell are things for them to benefit. These aren't things that I won't use. These are things that I would use that I'm putting out there for them to use, you know, for protection or whatever the case may be. So it actually feels really, really good to be able to help those that, you know, that need the help and that need the guidance. I'm loving the space that I'm in reference to the tube of the you right now. And so it's Sunday night, so this is a time that I sit on the phone and chop it up and do my and fold all these damn clothes, man. I'm telling you, these
be
looking like I got 42 children. So I was doing that, and so the last time I announced it, I was like, you know, the rates are going up, you know, yada, yada. And then, you know, something was like, not yet. You know what I'm saying? Not yet. You know, I'm like, I want to allow people to be able to afford readings and so on and so forth. I mean, you following me, you already know, you know, you already know what it is to get a reading from me, to know how I read. So I took the readings up. My reading price, the prices from yesterday ain't the same prices for today. So I finally did my took my readings up, but I offer so many varieties. Like, you can get a pre-recorded reading, you can get a video chat reading, you can get a phone reading. So I add phone option tonight. I added the phone option tonight for telephone readings. But the thing with telephone readings is $2.99 per minute, right? And I might skim the change, but it's $2.99 per minute on the telephone, because you got to keep an active conversation. You got to keep an active conversation. Even if you're on video chat, I can control that narrative because I'm running the spirit. Phone is more personable. So, it's just a lot. I'm adding a lot more. I'm thankful. I've just been in a great headspace. It's kind of like, you know, now it's time. Like, I've been doing all of this preparing to end the end, you know, the fourth quarter. And, you know, credit, you know, every week they like, you know, okay, your credit went up this. Your credit went up this amount of points. And then I know it's like me being focused, me being aligned because of all of the things that I have on my plate, doing what I got to do. So I'm just in, like, an amazing space in removing people and things that no longer serve me, removing things that I've had high hopes for, people getting their life together, and you just realize, you know, man, you ain't gonna never get right. You know, I've been having some of them epiphanies. Like, you know, like, sometimes you just got to realize, like, you know, you waiting on somebody to get right, and it just ain't gonna be no time soon. So that's my week. Just no options, man. I'm just fully focused, aligned, getting to the bread, doing what I got to do, staying up on my herbs. Another thing, I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I said, now, I'll be damned. I want to know, how the hell am I vegan? And, I mean, really, no dairy. You know, I do chicken once a week, one meal, right, just to, like, you know, have my fix. But pretty much vegan. I don't look vegan. So now I got to figure out why the fuck I don't look vegan. I'm coming with a newer menu. You know, when mine get home, I'm going to be like, look, I don't look like I'm predominantly vegan, and that's a problem. So apparently I'm eating too much of something, so I need to tell her to tighten up on that, because, I mean, at least I wanted to show. I'd be looking in the mirror like, nah, it don't take that long, because I could just not eat for 2 months and then just drop down and be semi-crackheadish. I'm like, why? I mean, you know, I'm one of them vegans. I'm the one they be looking at talking about. Well, I'm not really vegan, y'all, but I do a lot of vegan products. I eat fish, so, you know. But I'm that one they talking about, man, hell, how you vegan?
don't be losing too much weight, though. I don't, you know, it's a lot of, like, I was watching something, I think, with Megan Good with my wife yesterday. She just lost too much weight to me, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just one little Spanish chick, that a Dominican chick on the dark-skinned chick on
Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, they was just talking about her, how she lost all the – no, like,
yeah.
The thing is that I don't look like I'm vegan at all. That's the thing. And so that means that, you know, like, my options, I have to minimize the options and I have to minimize the portions. So basically it needs to be, like, two options. It's time to, like – crank it down. But when you first start, you're eating to, you know, still make sure that you're okay and able to survive. So I got to tell Ma, like, look, I mean, I want to at least halfway look like I'm vegan, because right now, you know, I have lost some, but, you know, not enough to where somebody could tell that I actually don't eat meat in real life. I don't look like that. I look like I eat meat every single day.
Oh, nigga,
so,
that sound like your salt intake. That's all that is.
I'm not a salt person. She has high blood pressure. I don't like salt. So it is not the salt. I will eat anything and put garlic powder, onion powder, and basil, and finesse the seasoning. So I'm not a salt person. It's just my ass. Like, I have some lima beans and cornbread and cabbage and some other shit. You know, like, I just gotta minimize, because my breakfast normally is like just eggs, onions, and kale, and a sausage. But I just got to break
that
down.
That sounds like it's still on the salt to me. Sausage is sodium, nigga.
No, it's not. It's not meat sodium sausage. It's plant sausage.
Right, but it's still processed, so it still has sodium in it to be able to retain the fucking freshness. Like,
who
it's still packed
it?
With sodium.
Unless we
it's
make it ourselves.
So you make
but
it
if
yourself?
We make our own sausages, it's not.
And so are you making it yourself?
Yes.
Oh,
that's what I'm telling you. Like now, we do have some that's processed, right? But what I'm saying is the ones that we make a lot of stuff on our own just to, like, get the gist of what's going on, and it be way better, too, because you get the season how you want to. Brad, I don't look vegan. That's all I'm saying, that I got to figure this shit out. But I don't eat a lot of meat. Like, I can eat beans and be good.
Look, Black. By the summer,
oh, man, you'll be going
same
to jail.
Thing.
Fuck all that.
You'll be good.
All this fucking nigga.
You said what,
right.
If
I said you'll be going to jail. That's what I said.
Well,
fuck it.
No, Mo, what
let's
did
get
you
on
say?
The topic. This nigga talking about she getting fat or some shit.
No, what I was saying, Black, as long as you just keep your same, you seem like you're on a regiment. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep the same regiment to the summer, by the summer, I guarantee you'll look the way you want to look, this vegan sort of look that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Just stay on your grind. That's it.
Summer, I know people that do this shit 2-3 months in, and they around this bitch looking like they was on that old commercial. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. I'd have been doing this. I'm going on 2 months.
Everybody walks their own journey.
I mean, when nigga, if you go to Jamaica and shit, you see what I'm saying, the Rastafarian, that's a vegan diet, and them bitches thick as a motherfucker. So, I mean, shit, it might just not be in your fate. Let it go, nigga.
Yeah. You don't want to lose.
I'm going to minimize my portions. Forget both of y'all, and we're going to see how this goes.
All right, well, if you're trying to lose weight, just say that, nigga. But if you're just doing it for health purposes, I mean.
Yes, I'm doing it for the health, but being healthy, I should be able to lose weight. I mean, it should be a give-give.
Yeah, but you know, as a fucking female, it takes females longer to lose the water weight. You see what I'm saying? So regardless of the fact what you say, we already had conversations about this shit years ago. Nigga, it takes you time to lose your water weight. It always took you time to lose your water weight and then keep it off. This ain't nothing new.
Yep. I need about 40 more pounds gone. So
right. Smooth the trainer instead of smooth the hustler, huh? All right. I see you.
Oh, yeah, Smooth. I told, like, Smooth used to stay on my butt, like, especially going through transitions and me leaving certain things alone. And, like, he used to be like, all right, Black, it's time to do this. Like, he used to call and be like, all right, what you looking like? Like, on it. But now it's like I've been so much more health conscious about, like, life in general, being, you know, older with age, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But now I legit don't eat bullshit. I don't eat BS at all. Like, I legit do the right thing, and I'm like, okay. So, again, too, it can be me having to take time just to reverse the effects of everything that was done, but we got to change these portions up because she be making sure that I eat, and I'm like, okay, you can make sure that I eat, but just not as much. That's where we going with this.
Nigga, weren't you fasting?
Huh?
Weren't you fasting or some shit? Didn't you say this like a month or two ago?
Fasting?
Yeah, weren't you
fasting? Oh, to my intermittent eating, like once a day?
That's what it's called. It's called fasting. That's, you know, when
yeah,
you don't eat,
okay.
It's called fasting.
So what I felt like is that's what opened up the door for me to be able to do this. Because just coming off of regular meals and just cutting back, I don't think I would have been able to do it. So now I eat, I guess I can do it, but I just feel like you have to me, I feel like you have to add so much more in because you're not eating the meat, you're not eating the dairy, you're not eating a lot of things in which they've hid. They put certain things that's good for you, but they put more that's bad for you in it. And I feel like, okay, you have to make that up. But I may try to go back to intermediate.
Just take
fasting.
Your vitamins, nigga. You want all the vitamins. And
I do. I got my vegan vitamins now. I got my vegan vitamins. They came in. I take fiber. I take.
So you can boost up your metabolism. I'm telling you.
Plenty of stuff.
You can boost up your metabolism.
Oh, my metabolism is good. I've been taking all kind of stuff for that.
See,
that's just like a Black person.
We've had this conversation before. If you talk about your metabolism is good, but you say you don't look like you're vegan, that means your metabolism ain't where you want it to be at. So to increase your metabolism, just go back to fasting.
Listen to Smoothie
Trainer. That's not about a Black person. That's just about me giving you advice and you actually listening to it.
Listen.
I do this. Don't forget I do this.
Listen. Right. Mr. I do this. Mama's like, listen,
you know,
I do. I take a lot. But listen, all of it, watch. Come next month, when I send y'all them pictures, when I send you and Mo them pictures, it'll be like, yeah, nigga. Like, watch. You're going to be like, okay, what did you do? Then I'm going to tell you what I did. I know what I'm finna do.
Right.
I'm be around this beach.
All right.
I'll never get skinny. Like, if Smooth see me at the smallest that I probably will ever be in my life, even at that small, I've never been skinny. I've been small, but I'll never be skinny. I'm always curvy.
But I still
be fixing the motherfucker, and they don't eat meat. So.
Yeah. don't be just saying that. No, hold on, Smooth. Now you making a broad just. I live with a bunch of Jamaicans up here in Brooklyn and Flatbush.
Notice I said Rastafarian. The Rastafarian diet is big.
Oh, I thought you said Jamaican.
That's where everybody on this phone is all listening today. Nigga,
right.
I said Rastafarian.
I thought you said Jamaican last time you said it.
I said Rastafarian. Okay. Rastafarian down in Jamaica. You think it's a motherfucker. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. All right. I digress.
You're listening today. I don't understand.
So what's up with this topic tonight, Black? What's popping with that?
Man, listen. How much sex is too much sex when in a relationship? Now, like, you know, we have these different stages, right, where, you know, it's the coming into, it's the enjoying it, and it's the prime, right? And males, when males get older, they tend to like to have sex a whole lot more, right? And then when women, they have this peak that they get into. I still think I miss mine, y'all, because I'm finna be 40 next month, and I can go 2 times a week, if that. Sometimes I could go once every 2 weeks with sex. I don't know if it's because I'm busy. I don't know if my time hasn't come yet. I don't even know if I'm going to have that time. I didn't have enough sex in my life to skip every period of any type of peak, of sexual peak that I may have. But,
I think that's,
you know,
true.
We all have these times and things, right? And then our body changes. Yeah. But, like, in a relationship, like, I still hear people say, right? Because before, when I was young, I used to be like, oh, I could have sex every day. You know, easy. It's whatever. You know, let's get it. And now when I hear somebody say that, I clutch my pearls and be like, every day? Like, you don't be hurting? You don't be sore? You just take it every day? Like,
right.
How much sex is too much sex in a relationship?
Basically, who wants to take a
married man?
Okay. Well,
I know.
Most
are going to probably agree with me on this one right about now.
Yeah. All right. So, hashtag happily married man. So, all right. So, once again, tonight's topic. Now, when you wrote this on IG, it was saying how much is too far sex you put. So, I didn't really know what to gather from this. But you're saying how much is too much sex? That's what the topic
mm-hmm.
is tonight? All right. So, well, I think it all varies. You know what I'm saying? I think it's different levels to it. And you made a good point, Black, and this ain't for everybody. I think because, like I said, once again, everybody walks their own path. But you said that you had enough sex, you know what I'm saying, in your lifetime where you can kind of just hit that chill pill and not be all pressed. You know, in a way, I kind of feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? I definitely didn't got it in. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't fulfill most of my fantasies and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't do what I wanted to do. And then, you know, so now I can kind of like ease into it. So like for me now, it's all about, once again, hashtag happily married man, but it's all about the ambiance for me. You know, I love a nice ambiance. This is like me going to eat, you know what I'm saying? If the food can be good, but if the ambiance is there, you know what I'm saying? That just makes the whole thing all together. So I kind of, sex is like that for me, especially when it's like with my wife, you know what I'm saying? But once again, hashtag happily married man. Also too, it's all about the hunt for me as well. You know what I'm saying? So, and now I'm speaking from like previous marriage, you know what I'm saying? Before I was married. So the hunt, that's where that freshness comes in. And that's where the lion comes out of me. You know what I'm saying? Cause that newness just wants you just want to tear it up and just devour it. And so you just, you know what I'm saying? So it's just till you're done with it. You know what I'm saying? Till you finish feasting on it. So I think that's kind of what happens. So when you hear somebody say, oh, you know what I'm saying? I can, you know, we and my partner, we have sex every day because they got that lustfulness. You know what I'm saying? Most of the times, that's a just met situation. So that lustfulness is just coming out. So that's when it's just good because that newness, you know what I'm saying? Something new and you just feast on it like just a new meal. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that comes in. But then I can feel what you're saying, Black, where you kind of start to pick your spot, especially as you start to get focused on different career and endeavors and you might have kids and just different things take you out of that sexual kind of mind state because you got other things going on that you focused on. So, you know, that's where it comes into, you know, as a married couple, where you don't want to lose that, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get bored with each other, so that's why you want to spice it up, and that's where I say the ambiance and things of that nature come into play, so it can, you know, it can get cranked up and get turned up a little bit. So that's my, you know, that's my
thing
so far.
How much is too much for you at this particular time, today? How much is too much sex for Mo? Answer the question. How much is too much sex for you?
Well, that all depends. I mean, I can't answer that question. That's not a yes or no question.
That's why I'm saying today, as of today. So could you have his seven times a week too much sex for you today? I'm talking about today.
Once again, hashtag happily married man.
That's right.
So, yeah, seven times a week. Yeah, no, that's too much. That's definitely too much. So, you know, like I said, it's levels to this. It's levels to this. I wanna come back to this. That's all I'm going to say is levels to this, because it's like a gear. You know what I'm saying? I can hit certain gears and it'll be on, but then I can hit that other gear and fall back. So it's not just a quick yes or no. But at this point, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to come back to it. Go ahead.
All right,
how
Black
much is too much? I'm going to come back. Okay, go smooth.
Now, he said seven. He said seven was too much for him as of today, but he won't come back.
Today.
So he answered the question. All right, Black, so how much is too much sex for you?
Anything over, at this stage in the game, like, honestly, too much is like anything over three times a week.
You some old-ass niggas. Hell no. Three times a week, nigga? Three times, anything over three times a week? That's 7 days in a fucking week. You need to tell me.
Okay,
that
and you should have enough business about yourself to goddamn have something to do for them other four. Because, I mean, come on now. That's just too much.
Nigga,
I just
got to
keep
it. Fuck people when it comes out to the business, Blackie. Nigga. I'm always on my business, and I'm
you owe
fucking. The
okay.
So business ain't got shit to do with fucking. Nigga,
okay.
Fuck that.
So what's
your answer? Nigga, that, you know, ain't no limit.
Not
no
limit. You just
ain't
said Master
no,
P. You just said
ain't no limit. Like, dang, everybody, let's get this one thing straight, because y'all hurt my heart. Now you old ass motherfuckers, both of y'all just hurt my heart. So, at the end of the day, I guess it all go by what you need as a physical release. You see what I'm saying? See, Black. Where if you got enough business, you no, that's bullshit, nigga. Fuck that. You still supposed to set some time on to the side for some physical relief. You see what I'm saying? Not no fucking sleep, because sleep is for suckers. For me, ain't no fucking limit when it come down to this fucking. Ain't no
you have to be at work overnight sometimes, 24 to 36 hours, so you can't get
everything.
Nigga, but you're forgetting one thing.
All right.
My
schedule I got some
changes
questions
weekly. My schedule changes weekly. You see what I'm saying? And then y'all forget one thing. I'm a physical person. So
you
for
are.
Me, my release is physicality, period. You see what I'm saying? I express myself physically. Now, Black talking about she done did all this fucking, now she ain't fucking no more. All right, okay, cool. What about your nigga? Your nigga still won't fuck. That means you got to compromise with this nigga, but three times a week? That ain't no compromise. Nigga, that's handcuffing.
That's not handcuffing.
All right.
No, that's handcuffing. Right. You handcuffing that nigga dick to three times a week.
So let me ask you this, if you don't mind. You know, this is real talk. We keep it a buck on the show.
And you handcuffing the pussy.
I'm handcuffing the pussy. What? What happened? I missed it.
He was like, wait, what you said?
No, you just threw me off. Because you just said you Master P with this whole sex game. You said no limit, like it's
ain't no y'all niggas
late
said
90s.
what is too much.
So
I said ain't no limit, ain't no such thing.
Okay, all right. So look, let me just narrow it down. Let me just pinpoint this a little bit. So now let me ask you this question, because you said ain't no limit, blah blah blah. If you don't mind me asking. So throughout this week, let's just say a 7-day work week, you know what I'm saying? You know, Monday through Sunday, right? How many different partners do you engage with normally in a 1-week basis?
Three.
Okay. So now that's three. Okay. I can see that. So now I'm getting down to the, I'm seeing the psychology behind it. All right. So you got three. Now,
I only
three,
have one, so, you know, that's the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, that's
all right.
That's what kind of
I'm doing
down
more
to.
Activity. I don't hear that.
Yeah, you got three. So you know what I'm saying? You got three that's in rotation. So now out of those three, you still have the same lustfulness for all three, or one you like to hit a little bit more. This one, not so much. This
no,
one.
No, everybody different. Everybody different.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody different.
So what's
everybody
the three? What's the,
own...
what's the? You ain't got to. You know, we of course we ain't naming no names or nothing
everybody,
like that. But
everybody
just,
has their own. Pro.
What's the vibes for the different three? You know what I'm saying?
What's the fucking definition of vibes, nigga? I won't.
All right. What I'm trying to say is this: cause look, because you saying seven, you saying there's no limit. So I'm just trying to get into it. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
So with the one, we like the ambiance. We like, you know what I'm saying? We go to the hotel. But this one, she just come to my crib, I knock it off. The other one, we spontaneous, we be in the park or something like that. So I'm just saying, like, what's the vibes?
One is violence. One starts with mean dick, and the other one rides better. What's your point?
There you go. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to say, levels to it. So they okay, so I see that. So you got a nice lustfulness in all three. You know, you said
he said one
is
violent. I'm sick of him already.
You already know, nigga.
Mo just slid right past it. I'm like, wait, what? I forgot how weird my friend is, but okay, go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah, nigga, I mean,
what is violent?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So
right, nigga, you ain't leaving that bitch unharmed. That's what damn shit.
So one, smooth is rough sex personified. All right, and one, the head
nipple
game.
Nipple getting bitch and shit, the fuck?
One, the head game is on 10, I would say. Because you gave her the special, that's your super head right there. All right,
yeah,
we got super head of rotation.
We got some googly eyes.
Let's name them. We got violence. We got super head.
Yeah.
We got violence.
So
we
googly
got
eyes,
head.
That's when you just get like,
okay.
Exactly, yeah.
And we got, you know, you said the third one, she ride a good one, you know what I'm saying? So she like this,
right.
she get that pony action, you know what I'm saying? Okay. All right.
What if you had all of those qualities in one chick? Would you go to one?
No, hell no. Mm-mm. No, because it wouldn't work. No, fuck that. Everybody always give up. They turn into black, be giving up and shit. Like, man, look,
you know
hate food.
It's not about giving up, like, but you like, I don't want too much of anything. Is not good for you.
Right, that's bullshit. Overindulgence is a very okay. That's what you're talking
no.
about.
No,
but at the same time, niggas quit. So shit, all right, that's why you got to have multiple.
That's why you got to have three. All right, that makes a lot of sense. So I see.
Niggas,
so with three. With three, and you seem like the lustfulness is still there. So I can see it. Three, all right, seven times a week, 7 days a week or whatever. Once, you know what I'm saying? You got three in rotation. Okay, I can understand.
Yeah,
where you're
let
from.
Him do his thing. Like, ain't, we not picking at you, but
But y'all hurt my heart with three full times a week and seven is too much. Like, come on, man, that ain't. Oh, y'all wrong.
Okay.
I was talking
right,
to somebody. Where your cover at? Go get your cover. I was talking to somebody, and he was like, oh, you know, I like good, you know, with you, I can do it 2-3 times a week. I was like, I mean, 2-3 times a day. I was like, whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's good.
I didn't say nothing, but I had to start to rethink this situation. Do I go for it with this man, or do I just let it go right now? Because
that
was a turnoff. Get up there.
Well, first off, that's when you don't have a kid. You don't say it 2-3 times a day. That's a kid.
Yeah, I
right
can't
there.
Do nothing with that. How am I going to even get some work done? I can't get no work
you gotta
done.
You
got to
prepare yourself for a whipped child situation if you're going to be fucking one person like that. That's number one.
It ain't even no with child situation because you can't have a child unless you're destined to have a child. But how am I going to get any of my work done doing all of that? I'm not looking for a man to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do what I need to do for myself. So, you know, that respect thing still has to be there because – No. I'm not one of them people that I want somebody to fully take him in. You got some men that like to be in control like that. They want that submissive connection for that very reason. But no, I'm not finna submit. We can't. That's too much. Call me old, call me whatever. But now, you know, you tell me, you know, bae, give me some 2-3 times a week. I can dig that.
No,
you can put that into your schedule.
Oh Lord, it's over. That relationship over as soon as Nick said that.
If Violence, Pony, or Superhead said that to you, they'll be X'd out. Like you saying that's like, because I would assume you saying this. One of them got to at least do it. Like, I mean, all of them got to at least give it 3 times a week, you saying, right? I'm just looking at this and, you know, doing the math, I guess. So, you know, 3 with this one.
3 times, why everybody keep saying 3 times a week?
3 times, no, 3 times at all, because you saying no limits. So I'm assuming it's
right,
3 times
no
a week
limit,
with each one.
Correction. When I say ain't no limit, I mean, ain't no limit as far as going to be above and beyond. Like, nigga, we talking about Buzz Lightyear. Hey, nigga, let's not put a limit on this shit.
He said Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, my God. I see why you got the little kids, man. Okay, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
How hard was it to get a kids, motherfucker? Shit. I ain't a quitter.
I see.
We see that.
Oh, man.
I want the money. Like, when we get old and everything is settled and whatever, you know, I might can go with once a day, but no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. When you get old, that's when you can go to once a day?
Yep.
Really? Like,
are you going to increase the fucking after you get old? What the fuck? By then, you're going to be on Viagra, Cialis, Levitra.
Oh, shit.
All the pills and liquids and shit.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah,
so, well,
man.
Look,
it's like that.
Let me ask this then, because I thought the question was the way you, because, you know, the way you put it on IG, Black, you have it written as how much is
I changed it while you said that. I have it changed.
Okay. Because I did so much. I was trying to wrap my head
right
like,
now.
What does Black even mean? Like, what? That's like
right now, 4 is too much for Black and 7 is too much for you.
Yeah, so yeah, 7 is a lot. So, all right, so
and
I
it's
guess,
hard being the youngest nigga on the phone. That's old as dog shit. That makes y'all look bad.
Yeah, well, such a loser.
So I guess the question, too, that I have for this is, I guess to kind of switch the topic up a little bit. So, obviously, there's no limit to what Smooth just said. So, for Smooth and Black and for anybody that want to call in, let's read the question how it is. How much is too far in sex? I guess the question, I guess the way I'm going to word it is, what's taking sex too far? So, you just said no limit. So, I guess the question I have is like,
oh, wait
what's
like, what do you mean when you say
Mo, get on him. He just said,
okay, so,
you know, you're not leaving that unharmed,
like that.
You know. You said
like,
no limit.
Yeah,
exactly. So especially with violence. With the violence, like,
oh, so right now we're going, hey, hold on. I was talking about quantity. I was talking about activity.
So now we talk about activity. So what's taking it too far now? You know what I'm saying? So like, especially when it comes to
anything,
violence, like,
anything Black right is too far for me.
So food is my too far. That's too far.
Fuck that. Hey nigga,
that's
you got too cool in your head, nigga. But black on some other shit. Black on some chicken grease, nigga.
You know what? You so stupid.
That's too far for me.
So what's too far? Like, so I answer. Okay, so I mean, I answered the question. Food is definitely too far for me. Like, once you come with some food, that's taking sex too far. Like, yeah, I can't go to the
man. You need to find that
way
you're like,
you know what I'm saying? So, All right. So, Black, what's taking sex too far with you?
Don't spit in my mouth. Like, the whole session is over.
Don't spit in your mouth?
That's like a little fetish now, I guess.
Don't spit in my mouth.
I'm really not a spit person. I feel on that one.
Here's this thing that people don't understand, right? The bigger the booty, especially the natural booty, right, the one that really came big in real life that has all of the nerves and things in it, the bigger the booty is, the more sensitive the booty is, right? And when you in the middle of a session and you getting it in and he just go all the way back to West Bubble Fuck and just slap your ass, that don't feel good.
Yeah.
That hurts. My booty is the most sensitive part of my body. So when you hit me that hard, I be crying and everything. You just don't throw it back. I be ready to just end the whole session. I don't even want it.
Really?
I'm over it. Like, don't do that. Like, be passionate. Yo, my booty, any picture you see me, I always had ass. This thing is real. It comes with real nerves.
That's interesting. Okay.
I guess that could be true. Don't get me wrong. I got some big booty bitches that got some sensitive ass, and I got some big booty bitches that, I don't know, I think this whole must have got beat a lot of times as a child because she could just take the shit. So.
But keep in mind, too, this is the last one, like, for me, like on real love, right? Now, y'all know, as much as I love to play with strap-ons and strap-on with a man, my man better not ever be okay with a strap-on. Because, Houston, we have a whole problem.
That's taking it too far.
And it's over.
That's taking it too far.
With standards.
That's right. My man better not be in there talking about give it to me. No, I can't do that.
Yeah,
because listen,
this
anybody else, it is what it is, right? I don't have to be at home with you. You don't have to be around my kids.
Yeah.
You won't be around my kids. But somebody that has to be around my kids and I know that you allowing these type of activities, I don't give a fuck. I will not trust you in the same manner.
So I can understand, because that's a savage mentality that I think, you know, I have. And once again, hashtag happily married man. But certain things, like with my wife, I don't want to, like, you know, but, you know, some other chick. Like
somebody from the street, you like, let's do it.
Let's slut. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's kind of too
different. And then you got people out there, and let me clarify this, too, because I heard people say this, like, oh, just because a man gay, that don't mean that they're a pedophile and this is that and the other and X, Y, Z.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. The way that shit be happening now in this lifetime, you don't know what is going
on. He came out of nowhere.
No, he interrupted the conversation. Hold
yeah, Ma just came back home. She was going all weekend out there, like she been grown and things in the street all weekend. So she just came back home. Like, man, this here. I was about 30 minutes away from calling her, like, all right now the weekend over with, you'd have been out there. But, yeah, like, listen, you can never be too safe when it comes to your children. Yay. Okay, cool. You can never be too safe when it comes to your children. I don't care what anybody say or how somebody else feel. Like, I'm not here to care about anybody's feelings when it comes to my children. So if you got a problem and you and your feelings when it comes to my children, get the fuck from around me. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. So, you know, when something happens to these children, then you like, dang, I ain't think that, or dang. You know what I'm saying? There's no balance when it comes to protecting your children, because you don't really know what a person is capable of. So when I say these things here in clarification, I mean, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but if you take offense to the children that came out of my pussy, you know, or my stomach, or however you want to see that, then the problem lies with you. Because I think a lot of people have been made to feel like their opinion about somebody else's life really matters, and it doesn't in real life, not over here anyway. So, no, I'm not trying to offend anybody tuning into the show, but when it comes to my children, my job is to protect them. So it's certain things and certain people I would not allow to be around my children.
Got you.
All right. right now, in my old age, rape play would have to be a hard no.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so if a female wanted you to play that role.
No, I've done it as a, when I was as a youth, younger, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It puts you into a mental state to where it's dangerous as a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In order for you to actually perform, you know what I'm talking about? You gotta put yourself mentally in a state where
acting
like dangerous. You see what I'm saying? So that right there, I can't fuck with that shit no more. I did it.
I can.
Great players.
I can respect it. I can respect that.
And so that black shit, you know, black skin, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to look at who I ain't about to look back. Nobody talking about kick at it.
Hold on. So if violence will be like, look, so I know you ain't into that whole I don't like to say the R word, but if violence was like, all right, so I'm gonna play the role and you play the you play it, you said nah, you ain't let violence take on that persona. You ain't let her put the ski mask and getting busy on you, huh, smooth. You ain't gonna let that happen.
No, nigga, that's what it said. I mean, I'm glad you're joking about shit, but you know, there's a lot of motherfuckers that's mm-hmm. been traumatized, and the only way that they can actually feel some type of sexual release is reenacting that scene.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
damn. That's crazy.
And, you know, but you know, when you're younger, like, if you're the type of person that when you try to appease a person and you fuck around and you, man, look, it's just dangerous. Fuck it.
Yeah, no, that's something, you know, you definitely want to play around with. You know, all jokes aside. So, yeah, man. So this is another one, you know, another good one. You know what I'm saying? Black, you've been serving them up. Even though, like I said, I didn't know what you was writing at first, but I'm glad we deciphered it and figured it out and actually have two topics from this one.
Man, Black,
you know,
just
want
an excuse to tell people she ain't fucking. Hey, man,
you're so stupid.
That's what
I am hunching. I just don't hunch like that. That's too much.
No,
man,
you got
to
be like at first. Man, a few weeks ago, Black was talking about she was going to compromise and stay up for the nigga and shit. But then after a while, like, nah, nigga, you just going to lay in the bed and go to sleep with me. No, come on now. Don't get
that
nigga.
That is compromising. What are you talking about? Two, three times a week?
Hey, man, sex is a sport, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you pace yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's a, you know,
sex,
now you
all
learn
right, well,
a
nigga,
different...
if sex is a sport, then this is baseball season, nigga. It's basketball season. We play hundreds of games a game. Fuck what you talking about.
Right.
If it's a
you
sport,
play,
it's baseball
no
and basketball. Yeah,
hey,
nigga, how many games
still a franchise player.
How many games in a basketball season?
82 games. 82 games in a season.
That's it?
Yeah, 82.
What's my baseball?
I mean,
how many games in a baseball team?
No, that's baseball is like 130 or something like that. So, yeah, you're a baseball player every day.
Y'all pitching
every night.
Yeah, go.
You know, because pitchers
got to
take
game,
off like 5 days after they pitch because of their arm. But you like, nah, you got pitcher that can go every night.
Yeah, shit, nigga. Y'all niggas is playing fucking, I don't know. Jesus.
Hey, man, you still the... You the franchise, man. You the franchise player. Like you said, you got three, you know, you got three in rotation. So
nigga, y'all
yeah,
playing
that's
basketball
a lot.
Or something.
Well, I guess I am. Oh, I can't put no three in rotation, honey. Y'all, somebody going to be mad. It's a couple people going to be mad. I'm going to be done after the first one. Like, damn. I mean, damn, shit.
It's going to
be bad. It's
going to
be all
rotation.
Bad dealing with me
you,
right about
you
now.
You got a couple bench players as well, right? You got three in rotation. You got a couple so I'm saying the way you be talking, you got three in rotation. We've established
right.
that with this show, right? But then you got a couple bench players too, because you said one of them started to slip up a little bit. Like, hey,
yeah.
get in the game. You
that
up?
Is, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's what's
you
up, man.
You get tired, nigga. You bitch is over.
Hold on, I got another one. All right, sit down, take the bench, take a seat. You in?
I want.
Yeah. Now,
God
yeah,
forbid,
you
God damn, my shit start working, I'm going out. I'm going to the doctor, get checked out, get blood work done. Okay.
Bo is retarded as hell.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, so once again, so that was a dope topic. So, without further ado, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, for any new listener, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So, if you're new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on just different topics that I thought was interesting, and I bring it to the forefront, and I discuss it. So, first up, you know, I thought this was interesting in the news, and we're speaking about this this topic. I think this kind of goes with the topic that we had tonight. Shout out to Erykah Badu. I always like Badu. I like just different thinkers, man, open thinkers, man, people that just go against the grain. I do.
Erykah Badu got niggas hiding in the closet. Fuck that.
So.
Them niggas waiting in line for the pussy.
Yeah, I mean, she make pretty babies, you know what I'm saying? You can get in line, get a baby from Badu. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway.
Man, you getting cuckled, fuck around with Badu. Nah, I'm good.
You said what? You get what?
You getting cuckled fucking around with Badu, nigga. You gotta watch and wait till another nigga stop fucking. I ain't got time to do that.
Yeah, she, you know, she. You can get a baby from Badu. You know what I'm saying? And you already know. It's
Andre 3000 ain't been the same, nigga. That nigga ain't been the same.
I know. That's a gift and a curse. The gift is you get your special delivery. You know, your little bundle of joy, your little package, your little girl, your little boy, whatever. She make them both. I guess the curse is you're never the same after that. Because everybody she messes with is a little different. Three Stacks ain't been the same. That's it. I think she broke up Outkast. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, they said the Beatles, who was a little Asian chick that started dating John Lennon.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono. That's shit. I'm talking about the Beatles. Anyway, that's too old school for our listeners anyway. But Erykah Badu.
Sonny Ono or Sonny Bono, one of the two.
Sonny Ono. So yeah, Sonny Bono was Cher's husband.
Like,
yeah,
Sonny and Cher, I was like that, but you know, you want to play the joke, old ass nigga, you got it fucked up too.
But yeah, so Badu. But anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is she was in the news because she's engaged to a 27-year-old Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? So she kind of reversed the game. You know, usually you see like the old dude with the young chick, you know what I'm saying? Sugar daddy situation. Shit like
didn't Keisha Cole just do that shit?
But saying it ain't just an age gap. I mean, Keisha Cole might have been on some cougar shit, but it ain't no more than 10 years. This shit,
that nigga was in his 20s. You know, Keisha Cole in her 40s, man.
Okay, yeah, I forget. Keisha Cole be looking kind of young, so I'd be forgetting that. Yeah, I guess you were kind of right. But
she wanted to have a baby for a minute.
Okay, well, all right. So, but Keisha Cole, it seemed like I mean, this is a cougar situation, too, but that seemed like more cougarish. This just seemed just different because, I mean, Badu, like I said, I ain't age-shaming because, you know, if you're living, you're not getting younger, you know what I'm saying? So, and I don't call myself getting older. I'm just getting wiser, you know what I'm saying? So, that's it. But Badu, I know women don't like to share their ages, but, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, you know what I'm saying? But she's 50. Sure, you know what I'm saying? It's 50. 50, but she a sexy 50 though. You know what I'm saying? So my dude's still on point. So that's why she able to pull this 27-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I watched another nigga hit before me, man. Got me fucked up.
But yeah, man. So just more power to it, man. She'll probably have a little baby by this dude and at 50. You know what I'm saying? Knowing Erykah Badu, but I just like how, man, she exemplifies Egyptian spirituality to me. And she was one of the first teachers, you know, modern day that I knew of, because she the first person I saw with an ankh, you know, coming from Cleveland, Ohio. All I saw was crosses and swastikas and the Jewish the 5-point star or whatever. But
swastikas are symbol for immortality.
But I'm just saying, as far as before, like, you know, now I truly understand symbolism because it's nothing but hieroglyphics, you know what I'm saying? It's just the meaning beneath the surface. But what I'm just saying is, to me, she exemplifies that whole Egyptian spirituality. And, you know, I just ain't no shame in my game. She's a goddess, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Badu, man, on her goddess type shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. Another story, I'm going to bring this back up, man, because I had fell off, yeah, that's facts, But I had fell off on this show, you know what I'm saying, because my little HBO hookup had got had got exposed, right? So I fell off on this show, and, you know, I finally just went ahead and splurged and just did it the legit way and got my HBO back and was able to get caught up. But I May Destroy You, Smooth's favorite show. I put him on. He was, you know, all in on I May Destroy You. But big shout-out to what's her name? I believe her name is Yeah, that particular show.
Hey, bro,
I couldn't finish it. You didn't finish it,
though. I couldn't, man. It was just too much rape.
What episode did you get up to?
I got deep, and then the scissors got too dark for it. It got too heavy for me. Don't get me wrong, it's still on my playlist because, you know, I got HBO and shit, but it's just,
yeah.
I couldn't finish
it. It finishes very, very good, man. So, you know, it took the Emmy, you know, a couple months ago, but I hadn't finished it. I had kind of fell off. I just didn't see it. I just stopped talking about it. But I finally got a chance to see it, and it just tied a bow. Yeah, man, shout out to – and this was based on her truth, you know what I'm saying? So this was like, you know, a real-life situation. She was able to write about it, and that was how she was able to cope with, you know, unfortunate, you know, like a rape type of situation. But yeah, I mean, and then it, like you said, it turns Smooth off because it's heavy, you know what I'm saying? And it shows it.
Yeah, everybody get raped on that show. Nigga, they had gay rape and everything.
Yeah, from
nigga,
all different angles, you know what I'm saying? Different forms of rape and sexual abuse and how it can happen and how this is not a funny subject because it happens all the time, but the way she was able to kind of articulate it, it made it very relatable, and it made you see people's stories that you would never kind of like a window into it. You know, you hear about it, but you never kind of see it being, you know, played out, especially from a guy point of view. Like, I never, you know what I'm saying? That's just shit I just, like, kind of block out, you know what I'm saying? And I know you said it got too strong, and it was a couple episodes that I was, like, kind of cringing a little bit too, like, fuck, I feel kind of suspect for even watching this, you know what I'm saying? But I got through it. Once I was able to get through it, I was able to kind of learn, you know what I'm saying? Because I talk about certain TV shows on here, and I'm going to talk about a show that I canceled, because if I can't learn from it, I don't want to watch it, you know what I'm saying? So everything that I do watch, reality shows, whatever the case may be, I'm learning something. There's some jewel that I'm able to learn, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I say that to say this. I just thought it was great. And then the reason why I say you should finish it, because, you know, I would love to get your take on what happened, because, you know, not to give it away, but on the last episode, it's like three different endings. And I like how they did it. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure. Like, it's kind of whatever your imagination thinks happened. So I just thought it was dope, man. So I just can't wait. Now, it's not going to be picked up for season two because, like I said, this was like her truth. Or, you know, so obviously, you know, this is how it's got to end unless you just come with something totally different. But I think it was a nice just one and done. And shout-out to HBO, man. Like, with me not having HBO for probably like that 6 months, was like the best, because now when I signed up for it, because I hadn't had it in a while, HBO just became my Netflix, you know what I'm saying? Because all the shows I miss, I can just binge watch it and check it out. So
fuck HBO.
Why you say that?
HBO, so like, for one, motherfucker, I've been with HBO all my life, right?
Okay, you grew up on HBO.
But like, you see, now that they done fucked around and they got this HBO Max bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah.
They wanted to clean up HBO, right? So the only reason why I still paid for HBO was for HBO Box. HBO don't have Box anymore. They stopped doing the boxing, but on HBO Max, you don't even have all the boxing matches. You feel what I'm saying? So you don't have that extensive repertoire that made a motherfucker like me continuously pay.
You can't watch the old HBO stuff that they had?
They don't have all the matches. You see what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Nigga, HBO got over 35 years of matches that ain't been that ain't been shown on HBO Max. Like, before HBO Max, you know, you're saying you had the HBO.com and shit, you had access to those fucking matches, right? But saying that they done fucked around and consolidated Cinemax and HBO together.
Yeah.
You don't have all those fucking matches. And then, you remember HBO used to have, like, all the little pervy shit, right? Like the real sections, the pimped up, holes down, and shit like that.
They haven't been doing that in a while, though.
but they got rid of it. Like, they completely deleted it out of their catalog. So
you can't even go back and watch the old school stuff?
Right. So, like, even if – see, I'm the type of person –
yeah.
I'm the type of person, once you take it away from me, now I want it. You see what I'm saying? like
when
even
you
if
had
I, you know what I'm saying?
To it, you didn't give a shit. Now you're like,
right,
damn.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't take the ability from me.
I just even if I ain't using it, I still want to just if I get bored, I know it's there.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I still want to be able to go through and at least read the shit. Like, man, I remember this real sex right here, or this text.
Yeah, they was ill with that shit. Yeah, real sex.
All the
hookers at the point was
shock video.
Yeah, hookers at the point was dope.
They got rid of a lot of fucking shows.
But you know what though? I'm thinking they'll probably, knowing HBO, they'll probably just bring it back. They're probably looking the way to package it again, and you know what I'm saying?
No.
That
shit been gone for a few years now.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, like I said, when I had HBO, I see the difference. I see your perspective. From my perspective, I'm looking at, you know, like I said, I hadn't had it in 6 months. Now, I don't know how I'm going to feel once I get caught up and watch everything I want to watch on HBO unless they come with some new stuff. It's going to keep me wanting to keep a subscription, because once I finish everything, if I ain't watching it, I'm going to cancel it. You know, I keep that $15 a month. But at this point, being that I didn't have it for the 6 months, almost a year, I think, I feel like I hadn't had HBO. So it was a lot of stuff that I'm able to binge. So now, you know, HBO to me is looking like Netflix and Hulu, you know what I'm saying? Like, with just a bunch of, so right now, that's why I haven't even been watching too much sports anyway, because I've, you know, now I got my HBO, I was able to just binge watch and get caught up on a lot of stuff. So between Netflix, Hulu, and HBO, I'm covered as far as, you know, entertainment, because like I said, I don't watch TV just to watch TV. I got to be learning something. And then I got my VH1 for my reality shows and then a couple other things that me and my wife watch. But anyway, long story short, finished up I May Destroy You. I definitely recommend it. Smooth. I would love to get your take on it, on, you know, how it kind of ended. So that's that. Let me see here. What else? So I'm going to switch over to some movie reviews and then get back into a couple of reality shows. I told you there was one reality show I had to cancel. I don't know if I'm going to go back. And then one reality show that really didn't pique my interest. I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that good. And this shit is pretty fucking good, man. It's got me glued to the TV, and I'm like, what the fuck? But anyway, so before I get into that, a couple music reviews. So big shout-out to Rick Ross, man. To me, I think the album he just dropped is his best album. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying a lot because Rock Ross catalog is ill now. He's got classics. You know, it's funny, too, because
I didn't know nigga dropped the album.
Yeah, I'm a music guy, man, so I'm always going to be plugged in. Yeah, he just dropped it. But, you know, it'll probably start to bubble up a little bit. But, you know, nowadays, you know, you really got to make some noise, or, you know, if you ain't in tune like I am, people won't even know. You know what I'm saying? So that's why people be doing the most, trying to just get you to listen to their new stuff. But I'm just always connected. But anyway, long story short, you know, Ross is dope. You know what I'm saying? So the new album is called I really relate to this, too, because it's perfect. I love it when aligned and, like, things that you gearing towards and working towards, it just aligns and everything just seems to, like, be in sync. So I say that because this album, to me, is right where it hit me in my wheelhouse, like, right where my mind state is. But it's called Richer Than I Ever Been. And I'm all into mantras, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of times with music, you got to pay attention. And you got to be careful some of the things you say, because it's a mantra, so it's a spell that's kind of putting you under. So if you ain't, like I said, once again, if you're not up on a lot of symbols and mantras and certain things, and you don't know how beneath the surface this spiritual world actually works, you know, you'll get caught up. So anyway, Richer Than I Ever Been is like right where I'm at, because that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, of course, I'm not rich, you know what I'm saying, but I feel like I'm on my way, you know what I'm saying, I'm building my wealth, you know what I'm saying, I'm studying, I'm learning the game, but now, not only am I studying, I'm using knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because it's like it's all coming together for me, you know what I'm saying, as far as investing in stocks, real estate, you know what I'm saying, and I can just really relate to what Ross is talking about on Richer Than I Ever Been, because it's just a mind state, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm just
financially, I feel like I'm just sharp right now. So shout out to that, man. It's definitely just a dope album. And it's always, and then the thing I like about it too, it's got a nice flow. It's not too many songs, it's like 12 songs. So I think this is probably has been his shortest album, but it's just nice and he just trimmed the fat. You know what I'm saying? So it's no extra shit. The shit be on there that just goes left. And it's a nice theme. So shout out to Rick Ross. Definitely gets the Mo Benz Rap Radio world famous chop up seal of approval. And now another album that I've been listening to, and once again I was pleasantly surprised. I had no clue who this guy was, and now I know who this guy is. I'm like, damn, all right, I kind of see what the hype is about, even though I was definitely late to the party, and I pride myself on just knowing all what's hot in these streets as far as music. But anyway, I want to shout out this new artist. He apparently he's not new. I'm just new to him, but his name is Russ, spelled R-U-S-S. And he might have dropped the album of the year on the low. It just came out like last week, same time as the, I think it came out like a day before the Ross album. Anyway, it's called Chomp 2. And I'm like, yo, who is this guy? Because, you know, my fellas in my chat room was posting this. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, who is this guy? So apparently he's like, probably like about 30, you know what I'm saying? But he's like this Sicilian kid, right? He got like long hair. It looked like he could be Herb or Mixed or something like that. I think that's his whole thing, why he grew it, because if he just had his hair chopped off and no mustache and nothing like that, you just think he was some white guy. But anyway, Russ is called Chomp 2, and he's got a bunch of features on there, man. That's what just took me by surprise. He's got like, it's just like who's who of names, Papoose, The Game, Snoop, track by DJ Premier, Jadakiss, West Side Gun. I mean, he's got anybody who's anybody who's on his album. You know what I'm saying? But the thing
I mean, his daddy knows somebody.
Yeah. You know what? You just, that's smooth. See, that's why I fuck with you, bro. And you hit it on the head because, like, my wife said the same thing. Because I'm like, and my, you know, the catchers in my chat group, they like looking at me like, oh, we expect you to know. How do you even know who this guy is? I'm like, who the fuck is he? I'm like, he came out, and I'm like, how does he got all these people on his album? And I've never heard of this guy until like a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? How does that even happen? So apparently he's been big on SoundCloud for the longest. You know what I'm saying? He's been grinding probably for about 8 years on SoundCloud. So real independent of his own thing. But my wife said the same thing because I was like putting together something at the crib, something for her. I was putting together a shelf. So I had it in the background. I was listening to it. And she had came in, and she was asking me, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, well, this is a new dude. You know, my fellas in the bunker put me on, and they was telling me about this. And they was like, oh, surprised that I didn't know who he was. And then she started just listening to the way he rhymes, and she's like, oh, no, he sound like he comes from money and his people. Because I was telling her, everybody that was on the album. She's like, what? So it sounds like, yeah, like what you just said. It sounds like his people's, you know, invested in him. They see he got some skills, because definitely, you listen to the album, the guy's skilled. But I'm like, how the hell did he just get all these A-list rappers to come on his album? But, yeah, so it's dope, man. Chomp 2, and it could be, like, the album of the year, for real. And it just came out last. It's great out there. The reason why I like it, one, is the content. You know, I just love ratchet shit, man. I just do. I take the good with the bad, the ugly, all that shit, man. I just love black culture, man. I do. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I just use, I don't know the word I'm looking
for.
But I just love black
culture. I understand
culture.
You say you love black culture, but didn't you say he's a Caucasian or Arabic?
Yeah, I know. I know,
so,
but here, I'm about to make,
I mean,
I'm about to make a point.
That's
a point
right there, nigga.
I know. I'm about to make a point. And it sound, I don't know how this shit happens this way, but this is – so what I'm trying to say is, point being, I love ratchet music. You know what I'm saying? But I do, because I can draw jewels from it, right? But anyway, this album is a little different because, like you said, the dude is Sicilian. So he's technically Roman. You know what I'm saying? If you really go into the ancient terms. But Sicilian, Italian, all that, that's the same little section in Europe. You know what I'm saying? That used to be Rome way back in the day. But anyway, his content is different because he's coming from a different point of view. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like
you can't keep saying Rome, though, because Rome and Italy are two totally different countries. And they have two totally different languages.
No, but Rome, but I'm saying, but Italy.
They speak Latin in Rome, and they speak Italian.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is all Rome is ancient Italy. Anyway, but that's a whole other discussion. What I'm just trying to say is that the point I was trying to make with this guy is I can tell he's a travel guy. You know what I'm saying? I can tell his people's had money. He was able to travel the world. So he's coming from a different perspective. So what's dope about the album, the reason why I really like it, is because all the features that he's got to be on there, they all kind of matched his wit. You know what I'm saying? It was just different. Like, you're seeing, like, you know, Snoop's just got – he's just skilled anyway. But to hear Snoop rhyme with this guy, it's like a different Snoop you're getting. It's still Snoop. It's Snoop being himself, but you're getting just a different wordplay. He's got Big Crit, you know what I'm saying, dude I like from Mississippi. He's always been ill too, you know what I'm saying? So he's got a lot of jewels in his music, but, you know, Southern, but it's got that Southern Dixie flow to it, but then he's got some jewels on it. It's just a dope album, man. Everybody, like I said, Jadakiss. Well, Jadakiss is just hot right now, you know what I'm saying, ever since the Verses. Styles P, Ghostface. I mean, everybody that's on there is just – steps their game up and just matches this kid's wit, man. So it's just dope album, man. I definitely recommend checking it out. It's called Chomp 2. So that's that as far as music at this point. Maybe I'll circle back and go over another different album I checked out this week. let me see here. What else?
Shout out to all the rappers in the world, because apparently rap is the new dope game. As far as mortality rate is concerned.
Talk about it.
Place, nigga. I mean, you do better off just selling drugs than rapping. The way shit going.
Right now,
Slim 400, that nigga did.
Who?
Yeah, that nigga did. Dude, Slim 400, motherfucker from California.
I never heard his music before. I mean,
me neither.
You said too.
But I heard of him. Okay. I heard of the motherfucker. I never heard his music. But, like, you know what I'm... The point is like, nigga, every week, you know what I'm saying, you getting like at least two or three rappers getting shot.
But it's
something like, well, look.
See, all right, I got a little slight disagreement with that a little bit, but I'll let you.
Fuck that. You can't disagree on the mortality rate of rappers these days. These niggas have dropped out like flies for like the last 20 years. So, you know what I'm saying? For the last 20 years, they dying, and they dying off quicker and quicker. Every year, more and more of them are dying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
True. But here's another thing that I will say. Unlike back in the day, you got everybody raps now. You know what I'm saying? So rappers are like a dime a dozen. So I just say that. And once again, I'm not minimizing anybody. Anybody that lost their lives, I don't want to minimize it. It's not a joke. It's a sad situation. The families is grieving. Shout out to, you know, even.
Oh, that's a politically correct kid. Just tell a story.
But anyway. You know, it's the impactful rappers, though, that to me, like, it didn't hit me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just speaking from my perspective, because somebody could have been, like, listening to Slim 40, like, oh, shit, whatever you said his name was. I'm sorry. I don't say it like that. But Slim 40, Slim 400, you said, whatever. You know, unfortunately lost his life. I never heard of him. So I'm saying it's not impactful for me. But somebody like Young Dolph, that hit me because I know. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is the impactful rappers, when they die, that's what hits you. But a lot of these rappers is kind of like a dime a dozen, so you're just hearing about this person pass away, but he didn't make an impact. You know what I'm saying? Because I never heard his music, so it doesn't affect.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the impact. I'm just talking about the fact that they were rapping. That's it. That's right. I'm just going off the abundant supply of dead niggas.
That's definitely you said the abundant supply of dead niggas. Wow.
Right.
But yeah, man. Sad shit. And speaking of, too, because it's not even just in rap. It's just in general. Like, I wouldn't even want to talk about this because I've been trying to lighten the show, because we have had a lot of deaths, unfortunately, in the last, you know, few
weeks.
And
I'm disappointed in Black, because we were supposed to be talking about how Juicy went to jail. But, all right, we'll talk about that next week.
Juicy went to jail? Juicy J? Who?
No, we nigga, Black ain't listen to the show. Black to disappear. Black know what the fuck I'm talking about. Juicy.
I'm like, Juicy? All right. I'm like, who is Juicy? All right. Anyway. All right. So Juicy J's good. All right. You threw me off with that one. All right. Damn, I was about to say something. I just lost my train of thought. Shit.
You were talking about you didn't want to turn the show dark.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as that. So, but
I was just saying death, unfortunately, has been happening in just all walks of entertainment, it seems like, and just in life in general. But Demaryius Thomas, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say rest in peace. You know, once again, money's my new sport, so I haven't been talking as much sports as I used to in the chop-up. But Demaryius Thomas, for the sports people out there that do listen to the show, he was a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. He unfortunately passed this past week. You know, he was like the star receiver on that Peyton Manning, Von Miller team that went to the Super Bowl a few years back and beat Cam Newton when he was, you know, now Cam Newton's back with the Carolina Panthers. But that 15-1 season to put Cam Newton on the map when he won the MVP, and Peyton Manning, you know, went to the Broncos. Demaryius Thomas, he was the wide receiver on that team. But unfortunately, you know, he passed away this week. I believe he had like a seizure or something like that. You know, hopefully, don't quote me on this, but just doing a little bit of hearing about it. Apparently, I think he was in some accident, and through that accident, he was having seizures, and unfortunately, you know, he caught a seizure and passed away. But he's only like 33 years old, man. So it's just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And it's starting to be too. You know, the wiser I get, it's like life is starting to be like survival out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just trying to survive, man. So, like I said, just, you know, just be careful out here. You know, stay healthy, stay safe. And, yeah, just, you know, you really got to – it's definitely survival, man, especially the older you get, man. Every day is a blessing. So, remember that. So, all right, so with that being the case, we got about 10 minutes left. So, a couple reality shows that I want to see, man, it's kind of been popping for me. So, first, one I had to cancel. And I talked about this last week, and I don't even know if I'm gonna go back, man. I might have to just sit this season out, because once again, if I can't learn something and I see a person just making backwards ass moves on the show, I'm like, what am I learning? I don't want none of this shit to seep into my psyche, and I start moving like that. Even though, you know, I think I'm a little bit more on point to let something like that happen. But I just like, even if I'm watching a sports commentator and I see him saying some bullshit that I don't agree with, I'll just turn. Or if there's some music on that I just don't like, I'll just turn the shit off. So anyway, the show that I'm talking about is Black Ink Crew Chicago. And the thing was, I like Black Ink Crew Chicago. I like all these reality shows a lot. I like most of them, especially the black ones. Yeah, Black Ink Crew Chicago. I like seeing cities that I've never been to Chicago. I'm looking to go to Chicago, hopefully, you know, in 2022. But I like seeing the cities, and so, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be a cool spot to go to, you know, for a few days, or, you know, vacation there. I've never been there because I'm all about just seeing places I haven't been. So anyway, Black Ink Crew Chicago has become one of my, you know, kind of favorite reality shows, me and my wife. But this season has just turned me off, man, because I'm all about black entrepreneurship. And then I'm all about codes. We talked about this too, like unwritten rules. You know what I'm saying? And I hate when people just break unwritten rules, and then when somebody try to check them about it, they get pissed off. You know what I'm saying? And instead of trying to see why the person is saying you made a mistake, when they just, you know, lash out at that person, that shit just makes me just so upset to the point I can't even take, because it's just some fuckboy type shit. I don't want to even have that type of shit in my psyche once again. So anyway, Black Ink from Chicago. So there's a couple things that piss me off. One is one business owner, I believe her name is, yeah, Charmaine, right? So she's like a radio personality in Chicago as well. But she got that radio personality job because she was like a tattoo manager for this artist named Ryan. I think his name, last name, Ryan Henry. So he's like a tattoo owner of a tattoo shop in Chicago. But anyway, so the chick, Charmaine, she ventured out and bossed up. I respected her, opened up her own shop because her and the one dude was getting into her and the Ryan dude. So she was just sick of working for him, bossed up, and opened up her own shop. Now, the only thing was, this is the shit that she fucked up on. As a new business owner, she didn't tattoo. You know what I'm saying? So she had a partner at first. You know what I'm saying? She put the money behind it, so it's really her business. But she should have kept this person on as kind of like a partner, even though the person still worked for them. Because this person was like a tattoo artist. So long story short, I don't want to just go on and on about it. But long story short, she ended up her and the one chick that she had first opened the shop with part away. So now she's just been running the shop herself. And the thing is, it's just I just see backwards as shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just seeing how she handled her employees and like, you know, instead of where like it could have been something that could have been so easy, now it turns into a situation and now she loses two good employees or it's just bad energy in the shop. So that's number one. So that shit was just pissing me off because I was just seeing her just move backwards on like not just one, two, three situations where it could have been avoided. Granted, she got a lot of shit going on, but that shit just pissed me off. But the real shit that really pissed me off was the dude, the leader of the show, the way he snaked his homie out. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like I said, slept with his homeboy's homeboy's wife. And he was the godfather of the child. And then people trying to check him about it, and then, like, he just lashes out at the people. So anyway, Black Ink Crew Chicago, at this point, I had to cancel it because it was just drama, 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 not black excellence. I just didn't like that shit. So I know I just went off on a tangent, but that's Black Ink Crew Chicago. I don't know if I'm going to go back to that. So that's one. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, it's still based on some truths, you know what I mean? That's why a lot of them are scripted, of course, but they're still based on little truths, storylines and stuff like that. And those are two bullshit storylines, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not really rocking with it. So that's one side of the spectrum. That's one show that I used to like that I think I'm canceling for this season because there's just too much bullshit going on. Now, the show that really piqued my interest, and this shit was the last thing that I would have thought I liked. But one day I'm coming home from working or whatever, and my wife is watching Real Housewives of D.C., or you might want to call it Real Housewives of the DMV. But the politically correct name is Real Housewives of Potomac, right? So the ill part about this show was, you know, what's funny, I probably got like 4 minutes left, but you know what's funny? Whenever you go on a vacation, you know, me and my wife, we try to do at least two vacations, especially during the summer out the year, right? So a couple years ago, we was in Detroit, and it's one of those, it's like I find myself, whenever I'm on vacation, I'm in a hotel room, I always start watching some shit that I would never watch if I was at home. So this was the Real Housewives of Potomac. So this was a couple years ago. So it was still kind of a new show. And I'm all about Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm loyal to that show because that's what got me on. And I kind of always shitted on this Potomac thing because what's interesting, too, this is another reason why you learn shit. Virginia, that was one of the first, I guess, DMV area. It was one of the first where a lot of the freed slaves went. So what's interesting about this whole Potomac area, which is basically the DMV, it's been because the slaves have been freed in that part for so long, they've got so much mulatto culture embedded in their culture where everybody looks light-skinned because, they've mixed with whites for so long. So and then in this Potomac area, they're kind of showcasing that. But now, that kind of turned me off. I was like, the Real Housewives was always just a little bit more down to me. But then this year has been some of the most interesting, like, storyline. Like, I've learned, these are all bossed up type chicks, you know what I'm saying? They got their different husbands as entrepreneurial type shit. So I like just seeing that. I like to see how people move, you know, especially with money and shit like that. And it's just interesting. And then I love how they got two girls. One is from Nigeria. She's a professor. She'd be on CNN and shit like that. But, I don't watch news and shit like that. But she's like a CNN political reporter. Very highly educated, you know what I'm saying? So she's got an interest, but then she just got her body done. So she's got little issues that she's dealing with, which is kind of interesting. And then it's a chick from Ethiopia, you know what I'm saying? And I just always love Ethiopians, you know what I'm saying? Just got a beauty to the women and stuff like that, just a little different. So what I'm trying to say, and then it's mixed in with these, like, mulatto chicks, just like, I feel like I'm watching School Days from back in the day. Like, these are the chicks that graduated from Howard and Hampton and shit like that. And now they're in their careers. So it's just an interesting thing. And, D.C.'s just got a different culture, that whole DMV vibe. So, and now I can't wait because me and my wife have been binge-watching it. And what really turned me, what put me on, she was like, oh, yeah, she was getting her nails done or some shit. And I guess the chick had it on in the shop. So that's how my wife got put on, and she started watching it, and I started watching it. But anyway, Nicki Minaj is actually doing, she's actually hosting a little, you know, when they have these reality shows once they have the reunion. So it's usually this dude named Andy who does the Real Housewives ones, like this gay dude, Andy. But he's cool. You know, gay dude, but he's cool. But he's the leader of the whole franchise. Yeah, so anyway, Nicki Minaj is hosting. So I can't wait to just get to the, I guess, reunion and just see how she navigates hosting it. But anyway, Real Housewives of DMV is what I call it, but it's really Real Housewives of Potomac. Thumbs up to that. So that's really about it, man. We got about a minute left in the show. This, of course, has been the world-famous chop-up. So that was just a few things that was interesting throughout the week that I just wanted to, you know, bring to the table to discuss. As always, hopefully, I think, like she said at the beginning of the show, she's going to retweet the show. So once she puts it out there, if you miss the show, want to put people on, check out my retweet. I always do that. And definitely go to the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. You know, we spell it TAWK. If you want to put a face with the voice, you know, I've been seeing, you know, new followers come in from different parts of the world, man. Shout out to you. You know, if you want to put a face with the voice, it's Mo Binns on IG, MOBINNS. And, of course, man, this is what we do, man. Every Sunday night, we bring it to you, Real Talk. Big shout-outs to Black. We heard two topics in one. Big shout-out to the homie Smooth on the check-in. And big shout-outs to me, man, for the world-famous chop-up. So you know how we do. Everybody stay safe. Same time next week. Peace, peace, peace.